Welcome back to Don't Call Me, where we dive into the moments that shape us, surprise us, and sometimes leave us speechless. I'm Em, and today's episode is one that's been on my mind for many years. It's a story about stillness, connection, and what happens when nature looks you straight in the eye. I call this episode Dearly Beloved, and I think you'll understand why by the end of it. So let's step into the woods together, into a clearing that changed the way I saw the world and the way I saw myself. When I was younger, the woods were my refuge, my escape. But this particular spot wasn't exactly untouched wilderness. It was part of a developing neighborhood. It was the kind of place where construction paused just long enough for nature to reclaim it in small ways. There was an open dirt area, a massive mound of earth that had been pushed up by heavy machinery, and a creek that wound through the landscape like it had been there forever. Maybe it had. That creek was my favorite part. I'd walk through the shallow water, letting it rush over my feet, searching for crayfish and other tiny creatures that hid beneath the rocks. I knew this place. I knew it so well. I had explored every corner of it, felt the crunch of the dirt beneath my shoes. And I traced the path of the creek so many times I could have mapped it from memory. It was familiar and almost ordinary to me by then. The backdrop to my childhood adventures. But on this one particular day, it didn't feel so ordinary. As I stepped into the clearing, everything felt sharper, more vivid, as if the air itself had shifted and stopped. And then I saw him. There, in the middle of the clearing, stood a buck. Not just any deer, this was a massive regal creature. It had antlers that seemed to stretch towards the sky, and I froze. But you know what? He froze. We locked eyes, and for what felt like an eternity, neither of us moved. It wasn't fear that kept me still, it was awe. It was as if the air between us had thickened, like the clearing itself was holding its breath. What struck me most wasn't just his presence, but it was the fact that he was looking at me, seeing me. Animals don't owe us their attention. They don't have to acknowledge us. But this buck did. And in that moment, it felt like nothing else existed. Just him and I, standing in the quiet, staring into each other's eyes. You know, that encounter has stayed with me for years. I've thought a lot about it and why it felt so significant. Because on the surface, it was just a moment, a buck in the clearing. But it was so much more than that. There's something deeply humbling about being noticed by nature. Deers are creatures of instinct, always alert, always aware. And for him to stand there, still and steady and meeting my gaze, it truly felt deliberate, like this quiet acknowledgement. And when I think about it now, I realize how much that moment taught me. It didn't just remind me of the power of presence, but of being seen, of the connection that exists between all living things, even when we don't notice it. You know, in many spiritual traditions, the buck symbolizes strength, awareness, transition. At the time, I wasn't consciously searching for meaning. I was just there in the moment, But looking back, it feels like the buck was a mirror reflecting something back to me. My own need for stillness, trust, and grounding. I know I'm not alone in feeling the profound impact of a moment like this. Encounters with nature and animals, they have a way of leaving marks on us. What I love most about stories like this is how they remind us that the world is always watching, always interacting with us, even in ways we can't fully understand. Whether it's a buck in a clearing, or a bird landing on your windowsill, or the rustle of leaves that feels like a whisper. These moments are invitations, and they ask us to pause and pay attention and to be present. As I think back to that day, I'm grateful, and not just for the encounter, but for what it taught me about myself and the world. Moments like that don't need to be explained or dissected. They just need to be felt and to be remembered and cherished. And it's funny, you know, how something so simple, like standing in a clearing, can carry so much weight. That buck didn't know me. He didn't know my worries or my plans or my life beyond that moment. And yet, in that brief connection, it felt like the world stood still. It was a pause and a reminder that life doesn't always have to be about doing or achieving. And sometimes it's just about being. And that's the thing about nature. It doesn't rush. It doesn't explain itself. And it doesn't ask for anything from us. When it chooses to meet us, when it stops and looks back at us, it's as if it's offering a quiet invitation to step outside of ourselves and to just exist in the moment without judgment, without expectation. I've carried that lesson with me ever since. In moments when life feels chaotic or overwhelming, I can think back to that clearing and about the stillness and the quiet and the way that buck seems so sure of his place in the world. He really seems sure of mine too. And I try to remind myself that I do too have a place. We all do. And I don't know what you might take away from this story. Maybe it's a reminder to slow down, or maybe it's a call to reconnect with the natural world. Maybe it's just a quiet acknowledgement that we're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Whatever it is, though, I hope it stays with you in some way. Because these moments, the ones that make us stop and breathe and feel, they matter. They don't have to be big or dramatic. They just have to be real. And when they are, they stay with us and shape us. They remind us that even in the quietest places, life is happening. And we are a part of it. And in that recognition, something shifted in me. It wasn't just a fleeting thought. It was an understanding. In the midst of our busy lives, it's easy to forget that we don't need to force every moment to be meaningful. Sometimes it's the moments that we least expect that hold the most power. I don't think I'll ever forget how I felt standing there in that clearing. There was no rush and no agenda, just the simplicity of being in the presence of another living being, one that wasn't asking for anything, expecting anything from me. It was enough just to be. And in that stillness, I found something that was always there but often goes unnoticed. Peace. Peace wasn't something I had to work for or chase down. It wasn't the result of planning or striving. It came because I allowed myself to simply be in that moment, I let go of everything else, the noise, the distractions. And I was fully present. And that's when it happened, the connection. That feeling that I wasn't just passing through life, but that I was a part of it. Part of this vast, interconnected web of nature, of all living things. And that's what makes these moments so significant. They remind us of what truly matters even when we forget. We get so caught up in what we need to do next, where we need to go, what we need to achieve, that we forget the simple beauty of just existing. Just being where we are in the moment without the pressure to do anything. It is something that I carry with me now, like whenever I feel the weight of the world pressing me down, that sense of belonging to something bigger. It's a quiet strength that doesn't need to be loud or demanding, because it just is. And it's there for us when we take the time to notice it. So, as I close out this episode, I want to leave you with one thought. There is power in stillness. There's meaning in the quiet moments that seem insignificant at first. And sometimes we don't need to chase after life. We just need to let ourselves stop and breathe and let it find us. And when it does, we can stand still just like that buck, aware, connected.